the nearly $1.8 billion fund created by the Justice Department to compensate people who say they were targeted by government actions is drawing intense pushback from Democrats.
People are hurting, and this administration is acting as if the American people are their ATM.
And now, a growing number of Republicans, like North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, who calls the fund, quote, a payout pot for punks.
Under what circumstances would it ever make sense to provide restitution for people who were either pled guilty or were found guilty in a court of law?
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche tried to make the case to Republican senators in what sources described as a tense meeting. Senator Tommy Tuberville told CBS News Blanche said there would be no compensation for those who assaulted law enforcement. CBS News has reached out to the Justice Department for comment. The confusion is fueling Republican frustration.
I mean, this is just stupid on stilts.
But the White House continues to defend the fund.
This settlement is just a small measure of the justice that they are owed.
Among those who say they are owed, Enrique Tarrio, a leader of the Proud Boys, convicted, then pardoned by the president for helping organize the insurrection.
You know, I lost a lot. I was in solitary confinement for 3 years, just in legal fees, right? I'm at like $1.25 million.